Lord God, we just thank you again and we just honor you. And we're just asking you, Lord God, speak to our hearts. Lord God, illuminate our minds, Lord God. Lord God, fill us, Lord God, with your spirit. Fill us with your word, Lord God. We're asking you this morning, Lord God, to reveal revelation knowledge to us, Lord God. Oh God, give us the ears to hear. Give us the eyes to see. Give us a heart to understand. Hallelujah. And the desire, Lord God, to follow you at every step. In Jesus' name, amen. Praise God. So our monthly theme again is eternal perspective. And I tell you what, you know, sometimes we can get, as people of God, and we can kind of be like the world. We can just get so tied up in our everyday life and going about our business and everything, and we don't really consider, you know, what are we going to do after, what is it going to be like after this life? Yeah. You know, and, you know, it's kind of a lie from the enemy, I guess, that just to get us so bogged down with the things of the world. And we don't think about, sometimes we don't think about those things that are eternal. You know, the word says, set your heart on the things that are eternal, not on the things of this world, not on the things of this earth. And it's so easy to get distracted. So just wanna just, through the Spirit of the Lord, just hopefully wake up our hearts, wake up our minds to what our purpose here as Christians, as people of God, what is our purpose? You know, we don't wanna just go day to day and not really consider the things of the Lord. And so let's go to our scripture here. Our first scripture here, we'll go to James chapter 4, verse 13 and 17 through 17. And this is a word, and this kind of describes the day that we're living in, too. It says, go now, ye that say today or tomorrow, we will go and do such, go into such a city and continue there a year, and buy and sell and get gain, whereas ye know not what shall be on tomorrow. For what is your life? Is it even a vapor that appears for a little time and vanishes away? For you ought to say, if the Lord's will, we shall live and do this or do that. But now you rejoice in your boasting. All such boasting is evil. Therefore, to him that knoweth to do good and doeth not, to him it is sin. And that's sad to say, but we are living in the last days, amen? Yes, I mean, all you gotta do is turn on the news and you see things that are happening that you never would dream that would happen. You see all types of evil things, evil works, evil acts, and everything, then you just never would have thought, just even 5 or 10 years ago, man, I never would have dreamed that it would ever get to this point. But you know, it's letting us know that these are the signs of the time. And we're living in the last days. And we just, sometimes we, even as people of God, we just go on so nonchalantly and not really see the urgency of the time that we're living in. We don't see the time is winding up. Glory to God. The Lord is soon to return. You know, and too many of God's people are kind of asleep at the wheel. You know, we're just kind of walking in a haze. We're not about the Father's business like we should be. We're not on fire like we should be. And just that's what I just want to just kind of, you know, with the grace of God, bring that to our attention this morning, that we need to be about the Father's business, amen? You know, too many people, like I say, live in a fantasy world. They think they got all the time in the world. They just think that there's no tomorrow. You know, what I'm doing now, that's what I'm going to always be doing. I'm going to be doing that, you know, next week. I'm going to be doing it next year. I'm going to be doing it 5 years from now. I'm going to be doing, you know. But James is telling us, says if it's the Lord's will. And you know what? I want to be in the Lord's will. I want to be finding myself walking and living my life, carrying out the will of the Lord. How about you? Yes. Amen. You know, the Lord sees time more correctly. He sees time a lot more different than you and I see time. To him, 1,000 years is just one day. And one day with the Lord is like 1,000 years. Now, just say that if we were, you know, and some of us may be close to that, well, maybe a couple, I don't know. But just say if we were to live on this earth for 100 years, 100 years in a scope of eternity is only like a couple hours with God, amen? And many of us, me, I'm over 50, you know, that's only 1 hour. I got 1 hour and, you know, probably a little bit less than 1 hour. You know, and what I'm saying is time is short. And we need to get busy about doing the master's business. So, you know, it's a vapor. Your life is just a vapor. You know, 1,000 years from now, you just look back and say, man, why didn't I do more with my life? Why didn't I do more when I was on earth? And now I'm in this glorious, if you're born again, this glorious heaven. I'm in this glorious, hallelujah, age with the Lord. And oh, but man, I wish I had to do more when I had the chance to do more. You know, I don't want to wake up and be like that. Amen. How about you? I don't want to be like that. So we need to get busy, you know, get on God's time clock. Praise God. Let's go to 1 Peter chapter 1, start at verse 23. It says, being born again, not of corruptible seed, but of incorruptible, by the word of God, which liveth and abideth forever. For all flesh is as grass, and the glory of man as the flower of grass. The grass withereth, and the flower thereof falleth away. But the word of the Lord endures forever. For this is the word which by the gospel is preached unto you. So what he's saying here, what Peter is saying here, we got a short time. We can compare our flesh, our corruptible flesh, as grass. You know, it's kind of here this season, and the next season it's dried up, it's gone. And, you know, our bodies, our physical bodies, they do age. You know, sometimes we try to do all we can to try to slow the process down. But we're getting older and we're aging and everything else. And it's just letting us know that we just only have a short time. We only have a short time to do and to, could I have some water there, please? Thought I had some. Thank you, sir. But we only have a short time. And we need to get busy about the Father's business. You know, some time ago, this was years ago, I had some neighbors, wonderful fine people. And it was probably one late spring day there, and I'm sitting out on my patio there, and they're next door. I've got like a big privacy fence there, and then we got trees and stuff like that. And they were next door, and they had their, you know, this couple, they were in their 60s and everything. They had adult children, and they had their grandchildren and everything. And they were just having a wonderful time, beautiful day, beautiful spring day. They were just having a wonderful time and all. And I'm sitting on my patio, and I don't know, I was probably reading some or doing something, and I don't see them, they can't see me, but I'm just hearing, you know, them just enjoying one another. And I just thought, man, that's really nice. And I'm sitting there, and all of a sudden, I heard this voice that said, they're trying to live life just like this is it. This is all, this to them, this is it. This is life. This is all there is to life. And I kind of wanted to just kind of slap myself and rebuke myself because, I didn't want to, I think, man, that's kind of something envious. You know, I thought it was kind of an envious kind of thought or a jealous type of thought, and I'm just kind of like, don't think like that. That's not nice. And so anyway, it's probably not a very short time later, could have been a month, could have even been less than a month later, that that couple, beautiful couple, had a bad automobile accident. The man, he died instantly in there. And the wife, she was in intensive care, and she eventually passed about a week or so later and everything else. But it just let me know how short life can be. You can be here today and gone tomorrow. And, I thought about that in that house, that nice, big, beautiful house that had all the laughter, all the joy, all the thing. And they're very outgoing people. They were very fine people, very outgoing people. Sat there for a year silent. It was just kind of like, man, I used to come home and I'm always expecting, the wave and and all that stuff. And for a whole year, cold and silent. It's just like, my Lord, it just kind of lets you know that you don't want to bank everything in this life. Amen. You don't want to try to bank everything. I mean, the Lord blesses us with some nice things, and I'm not against that, but don't put your hopes on there. Don't set your hopes on the things of this world, amen? We need to set our goals, our eternal goals, to those things that are above. Somebody say amen. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. We need to set our goals, set our purpose, set our sights on the things of God, those things that will last eternally, amen? Ooh, glory to God. Another thing that came to my mind too, and I don't need to mention this guy's name, but he used to be a very popular talk show host on prime time, and every now and then he had some ministers on there, and I say most of the time, a lot of them were trying to really emphasize the existence of God. They were trying to really emphasize to him and his viewers, that God is real and that this is the best life and everything else. And the host himself, he just come short of mocking them, But he just kind of blew them off and everything. And he just said, well, when I get there, I'll find out. And that's a lie from the devil. And of course, not too long ago, he did leave here. He knows. he knows. And everything, but that's sad to have to go into eternity guessing, well, if I make it, I'll make it. If I miss it, I'll miss it. No, it's a lot more serious than that. You don't get no redos once you go past this life. You don't get no do-overs. So it just behooves us to get busy, get our sights set on the things of God. And what I want to do is follow one of our great apostles, the Apostle Paul. He had it right. How many of you know that he was highly successful in his walk with the Lord? Amen? Yes. Highly successful. Praise God. And he makes a really good example to want to follow. So that's what we want to look at here this morning. We want to look at Paul's example to the church. Amen? Let's go to Acts chapter 20, verse 23 and 24. It says, and now behold, Paul talking, and now behold, I go bound in the spirit unto Jerusalem, not knowing the things that shall befall me, save the Holy Ghost witness in every city, saying, bonds and affliction abide me. But none of these things move me, neither count I my life dear unto myself, so that I might finish my course with joy and the ministry which I have received of the Lord Jesus Christ to testify the gospel of the grace of God. Amen. So Paul, in this was no secret to Paul. This didn't just pop up when he was, you know, being led by the Spirit. And, you know, in order to be led by the Spirit, we got to cooperate. So it's not like when he says bond, praise God, he's in cooperation. Glory to God. He's in cooperation. He also refers to himself as the prisoner of the Lord. That's somebody that is being totally sold out to God to say that, Lord, take me as your prisoner. Whatever you do, whatever you tell me to do, that's where I do. Wherever you tell me to go, that's where I want to go. That's total surrender. Amen. Glory to God. We need to have that type of spirit. We need to have that type of heart, a heart that is totally surrendered, totally sold out to God, totally sold out to the things of God. That's who God is looking for. Amen. Praise God. So I go bound in the Spirit and knowing not what things, you know, and you're not going to always know everything. What is it called? It's called walking by faith. Yeah. Praise God. Yeah. God, he'll show you just enough to keep you going. Amen. He'll show you what steps to take, the first step in front of you, amen? Now, you're not going to see down the road, amen, and you may not know everything, but hey, I trust God, amen? Somebody say. Somebody say, I trust God. Amen. And so, Paul, I go bound in the Spirit unto Jerusalem. I don't know what's going to happen. You know, and there was different towns and different places on his way to Jerusalem, and different Christians and different believers would come out and they prophesy, say, yeah, you're going to be bound. Yeah, you're going to be this. You're going to be that. You know, and they saying, don't go. Some of them were saying, don't go, don't go. But just because there's trouble and just because there are challenges, that don't mean that you quit. Amen? God says that we would have trouble in this life. Christians are going to have trouble in this life. But what else did he say? But he will what? Deliver us out of all. Praise God. And Paul said, hey, I don't care. I'm going because the Spirit of the Lord is leading me. Save the Holy Ghost witness in every city saying, bonds, afflictions, abide me. But check out this. This is my dad's favorite scripture. My goodness. He always used to say this. I didn't particularly care for it at the time, but this was one of his favorite scriptures. He said, but none of these things, he said, Elder David Todd said, but none of these things move me. Let's say it together. Say what? But none of these things move me. Yeah, there's going to be troubles. There's going to be trials and everything else. But Paul said, none of these things move me. Glory to God. And that's the attitude that we have to have when we want to serve the Lord, when we want to please God, when we want to finish our course. We have to have that attitude. Hey, I'm going. Lord God, you told me to go. I'm going, and none of these things move me. And I tell you what, if there's some things, if anybody had an excuse to just get off course and go somewhere and sit on the sideline, it would have been Paul. Amen? Being whipped, being beat, being shipwrecked, being stoned and left for dead, but yet none of these things move me. Amen? All the trouble. If there's anybody that ever faced some trouble, with the exception of the master, man, Paul faced some trouble. And yet, through all of that, none of these things move me. Say it with me. None of these things move me. Amen. But some of us want to quit if somebody look at us funny. Some of us ready to quit church and go home and sit home and mope and cry and everything else because such and such didn't pay me no attention. They didn't honor me. They took my seat. They took my parking space. You know, we're going to have to grow up. Somebody say grow up. Amen. God is looking for what? Soldiers. He's looking for people that'll stand. He's looking for people that'll put on the whole armor of God and fight the good fight of faith. Glory to God. We don't have no time for wimps, little cream puffs. Can't take a thing, can't stand nothing. My Lord. But Paul said what? None of these things move me. Hallelujah. COVID-19, none of these things move me. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Amen. Praise God. And the NLT says it this way. Let me see what that NLT says. It says, and now I'm bound by the Spirit to go to Jerusalem. I don't know what awaits me, except the Holy Spirit tells me in city after city that jail and suffering is ahead. My life is worth nothing to me unless I use it to finish the work or the service assigned to me by the Lord Jesus. The work is telling others the good news about the wonderful grace of God. Amen. In other words, Paul said, my life don't mean nothing to me. Praise God. I only got my sight set on the Lord. Amen. Praise the name of the Lord. And that's the attitude, if we want to finish our course, that is the attitude, glory to God, that we're going to have. Praise God, that our life don't even mean nothing to me. Praise God. Jesus said, if you can't forsake father, mother, sister, brother, child, children, you're not worthy of me. Praise God, that you're not worthy of me. If you can't put them behind me, praise God, you're not worthy of me. Glory to God. And he says, he that will lose his life will what? Find it again. Amen. Praise God, but it takes some faith and it takes some determination to say, I'm going on with you, Lord, no matter what. I'm going to serve you, Lord God. If mother don't go, I'm going to serve the Lord. If father don't go, I'm going to serve you, Lord. If my spouse don't want to go, I'm going to serve you, Lord. Children don't want to go, I'm going to serve the Lord. Amen. Praise God. That's the type of determination that the Lord is looking for. If we want to finish our course, if we want to be fully pleasing to God, amen? Now, we're saved. Praise God. And many of us, that's as about far as we want to go. We just want to take the Lord as our Savior. He saved me, you know. And they wouldn't want to say it. They would not say Lord. But even more important than just Savior is Lord. And Lord, what you're saying, I submit. That's what Lord's saying. I'm submitting to you. I'm submitting to you, Lord. What you want? What is your best interest at heart? That's what it's saying when we say, Lord, I'm yours to command. Lead me and guide me this day. Praise God. Amen. So I want to be like Paul. I want to be like Paul. Now, it's not going to always be easy. And like I said, with Paul's life, it's not going to always be easy. But the Lord is there to help us. Amen. He sent his spirit to help us. We got the word to help us. We got the blood of Jesus. My God. Hallelujah. We got so much help, but we have to put forth the effort. Praise God. Paul said, and he was bragging, but he wasn't. And it sounded like, at first it sounded like he was bragging on himself, but really he was bragging on the grace of God. Amen. He said, I've done more, and I'm paraphrasing, I've done more than all of them, as himself comparing himself to the apostles. I've done more than all, but not I, but the God that is in me. Not I, but the grace of God. You know what? When we get hooked into the power of God, get hooked into our plan and our purpose and which the Lord has assigned to each and every one of us. Each and every one of us have an assignment upon this earth. Everybody, in fact, everybody that's ever born has an assignment upon this earth. You know, and of course, the first step was getting born again. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. And then it's up to us, praise God, with the help of the Spirit, to discover our assignment. And once we discover that assignment, then that's when we start taking steps. Amen. Start taking steps into those things. Start taking, going into directions in which the Lord has provided for us. Praise God. Amen. Somebody say, praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah. Let's go to Second Timothy chapter 4, verse 5 and 6. And this is Paul speaking here. But watch thou into all things, and he's encouraging his spiritual son, Timothy. But watch thou in all things, endure affliction, do the work of an evangelist, make full proof of your ministry. For I am now ready to be offered, and the time of my departure is at hand. I have fought a good fight. I have finished my course. I have kept the faith. Therefore, there is laid up for me a crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, shall give me that day. And not me only, but unto all. All includes me. Does all include you? All includes me. All also that love his appearance. So Paul is getting to the very end of his life, getting very into his walk with the Lord, going to, you know, death, getting ready to be martyred. Praise the Lord. But he encouraged his listener here. He encouraged the young man, and he lets him know, hey, I fought a good fight. There's no regrets. I finished my course. All of us have a course. All of us have a race. But it's up to us to get into that race and to walk in that race and to aim for completion. I have what? Kept the faith. In other words, I didn't walk out of the faith. I didn't get discouraged. I didn't get offended and walk away from the church, but I kept the faith. And thence is laid up for me a crown of righteousness that the Lord, the righteous judge, shall give to me that day. He'll give it to us that day if we stay on course, if we keep the faith. Amen? Now, I want to get into really the kind of meat of the lesson, and I see what my time says here. Paul, there are 6 points of advice, 6 points of wisdom that Paul ministered to his spiritual son, Timothy. And if you'll turn to 2 Timothy, that's chapter 2, verse 1, and we're just going to go down the list here in chapter 2 here. He says, Thou therefore, my son, be strong in the grace that is in Christ Jesus. Be strong in the grace. Grace of God, a merited favor. Grace is also anointings. Grace is the ability to be able to carry out the work and the plan that God has called you to carry out. Titus 2 and 11 says, For the grace of God that brings salvation. Oh, okay, let's ask the question then, because some people don't understand what grace is. So what does it mean to be strong in the grace that is in Christ Jesus? Titus 2 and 11 has the answer here. For the grace of God that brings salvation has appeared to all men, teaching us that denying ungodliness and worldly lust, we should be sober, righteously, and godly in this present world, looking for the blessed hope and the glory that shall appear, the great God and our Savior, Jesus Christ. So, grace, it is ability, it is the power of God to help us to overcome. You know, and the thing about it, another lie from the enemy is just saying, you know, and even in the church world and the religious world, they just say, well, I got the grace of God. I can just do this and I can do that. But God, he's gracious. He's gracious. If I mess up, I can just repent. You know, that is a lie from the enemy, and it's a wrong attitude to have, to just to see you claiming to be a child of God, trying to see how much you can get away with in the world. Trying to trip and slip and then snip and smoke and whatever. Woo, my Lord. Oh, man, somebody ain't gonna like me today. Trying to see how much you can get away with and say, well, I got the grace of God. I can just repent, you know, and every time you do, and that's the enemy, because yeah, thank God you can repent, okay? Thank God he is gracious. Praise God. But by the time that you having to repent every other day, you taking a step forward, the enemy knocking you back about 3 steps. I repent. You take a step forward, he's knocking you back 3 or 4 steps. You can't finish your race like that. You'll never be able to finish your race like that if you trying to see how much can I satisfy my flesh and yet keep from going to hell, you know? All right? No, that's not what the grace of God for. The grace of God is strength. The grace of God is power. The grace of God is anointing. Hallelujah, to rebuke the devil. Hallelujah, to bind up the broken heart. Hallelujah, to preach the word. Hallelujah, to heal the sick. Hallelujah, that's what the grace of God for. It's the power of God unto salvation, amen? Glory to God. It's for us to move forward. Praise God. And if we do make a mistake, don't wait 5 days to repent. If you do slip up, Lord, forgive me. Lord, forgive me. I'm going on. Get up and dust yourself off and go on. Amen? Get up and go on. Hallelujah. I'm not going to say I'm perfect. Praise God. We all have missed a turn or two here and there. But repent. Repentance is a gift. Praise God. Repent. Get back on track and get back going again. Amen? Praise God. That's what the grace of God is for. It's for those that have a heart. Those that have a heart and a desire to go all the way with the Lord. They're not trying to cut corners. They're not trying to see how much we can get away with. Amen? That's what the grace of God is. Praise God. Number two. Thou shalt therefore endure hardness as a good soldier of Jesus Christ. Praise God. We're in a war. Hallelujah. And we need to put on the whole armor of God. Praise God. As soldiers, when the battle goes, we don't go somewhere and sit down. Amen. Praise God. But we grit our teeth and praise God, we take on the whole armor of God. We take the shield, we take the breastplate of righteousness, the shield of faith, the sword of the Spirit, and we go at it. Amen. And we stand. We stand. We stand for what has already been paid for. We stand for what we already got the victory over. Amen? Hallelujah. Jesus has already won the war. Praise God. But it's for us to enforce the defeat of the enemy. It's for us, hallelujah, to hold fast to what has already been conquered. Amen? Praise God. So he tells us, and that tells us there in Ephesians 6 and 10 there, to stand fast. Stand fast in the salvation. Another thing that we need, that when we're going to war and we're in the warfare and the battle, we need to have patience. Glory to God. And what is patience? Patience is just endurance. You got to be able to endure some things. You got to be able to hang in there when it gets hot. Praise God, when the room gets hot, when the furnace gets hot, we got to stand in there and still stand on the word of God. We got to stand there, you know, and I tell you, it gets rough. Praise God, but that's the time to double up. Hey, man, sometimes it's just telling you, double up on your prayer time. Go to bed an hour earlier so you can get up an hour earlier. Hallelujah, you have to get up an hour earlier. Praise God. Get up an hour early and pray. Praise God. Double up on your word. If you seem like you're getting weak and the faith is getting weak, double up on your word. Hallelujah. Double up on your confession. Keep speaking. Keep on speaking to that mountain. Amen. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. The enemy seems to want to keep on fighting. Hey, we can go another round. Hallelujah. We can go another round. Yeah, he may have popped me, okay. Oh, is that all you got? I mean, that's the way it was with Paul. That's the way it was with Paul. Is that all you got? None of these things move me. Yeah, man, I tried to stone him to death and kill him. That didn't move me. Beat him and whipped him and shipwrecked him. That didn't move me. That's the way we got to be in our battle. None of these things move me. Say it with me. None of these things move me. Hallelujah. That's what we got to be like as soldiers in the army of the Lord. None of these things move me. Yeah, there's people falling off left and right. Some of them quitting. Some of them backsliding. Some of them just throwing up their hands. But none of these things move me. Amen. Glory to God. So patience. This is not a sprint. Glory to God. Some people, and I see sometimes some of them are young Christians or some of them, they just take off on fire. I say, I'm just kind of thinking, man, I hope they're going to be in church next week. this is a marathon, and we got to pace ourselves, amen? We can't get too excited. We can't get too, you know, overly anxious and everything else. We got to run this race at a nice, steady pace. Glory to God. Stay in the word. Just every day. It's just, we just walk this thing every day. If this is the only time that you come to get the word fed to you on Sunday, you ain't gonna finish your course. You're gonna be too weak the next Sunday, you know. But every day, and you know, I always say this, I always think about this, even when I get up here, I always think about Pastor Doss. It was years ago, the church I was attending, I was a member of in Decatur, this is many years ago, I don't know if he even remembers it or not, but he came and Jita and their choir and their singers and everything else. And he preached this message, and I'll never forget it. He said, we need to esteem the word of God just as much as we esteem our natural food. He said, as you go to the refrigerator to get food, that's the same type of approach that you need to go with it when it comes concerning the word. You need to be that diligent, just like you have these three meals a day, and we don't miss them. Sometimes we get a lot of them in between, too. And everything, me too. But we need to esteem the word of God, the things of God, just as much as we esteem our natural food. Glory to God. And that will contribute to us helping us to finish our race. Glory to God. He also laid hands on me and ordained me as a minister that that service too. I'll never forget that. Praise God. So give God, give Pastor Dolph a hand clap. Pastor Dolph, Pastor Jeter. Hallelujah. Praise God. Let's go down to number three here. It says, no man that warreth entangles himself with the affairs of this life, that he may please him who has chosen him to be a soldier. Praise God. And again, it's so easy to be so preoccupied with the activities of this world and everything else. We have to be careful. Praise God that we don't get tangled up in these things with the cares of life. Praise God that we want to always set our focus back on the things of God. Give attention to the things of the Lord. Amen. Let's go to number four. Constantly keep in mind Jesus Christ, the Messiah, as risen from the dead and prophesied king. This is Amplified, 2 Timothy 2:8, Amplified. Constantly keep in mind Jesus Christ, the Messiah, as the risen from the dead, as the prophesied king, descended from David, according to the good news, the gospel that I preached. And what I thought about that, you know, we always want to keep in mind about our Savior, because he was the perfect example. Here in Hebrews, you can turn there if you want to. It says, wherefore, seeing we also are compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which doth easily beset us, and let us run with patience the race that is set before us. In other words, we are witnesses, people, saints, precious people that have gone on into glory. And a lot of them, as I see that balcony there, and I can kind of imagine them looking over the banister of heaven and pulling us on. They're telling us, go on, brother, go on, sister, you can do it. You can finish this course, amen. And you can all come and be with us, and we're gonna all shout and praise God in glory. They're looking, they're cheering us on in heaven, praise God. But what you gotta do? You gotta lay aside some things. Lay aside every weight. You know, weight is not necessarily a sin, but a weight can drag you down. A weight can weigh you down. It can slow you down. It can make you, it can throw so much on you. I don't know. I always think about this too. This always comes to my mind. This was a message that Pastor Jeter preached some years ago. And she had, talking about weights and sins. And she had as an illustration, she had some weights and some stuff up here, some exercise equipment. And she had Brother JJ in his jogging suit running around there, running around the platform here. And he also had a little backpack on his back too. And then every time when he got distracted with something from the world, then she'd take a weight and she'd stick it in that backpack. And then he'd try to run again. He'd come back around and stop again. He's got distracted with some from the world. She put another weight in there. And after a while, it got to the point he couldn't go nowhere. He couldn't go nowhere. He was weighted down. And we have to be very watchful, because the enemy will get us so tied up. And these things will seem sort of important. And some of them might be somewhat important, but they don't take the place of God. Amen. There's nothing on this planet should ever take the place of God. And it may seem like you losing some, but put God first. And he'll put you first when you really need to be first. Praise God. So weights and sins, we need to, and of course a sin, get rid of the sin, amen, that does so easily beset us. Sin, the devil don't just always come through the front door with mess. You know, sometimes he just slowly puts stuff around you and just slowly wrapping the vines around your legs and slowly just kind of get you all wrapped up. And time you want to move out, you fall on your face. You know, and that's the way he wants to trip you up with sin. Looking to Jesus, who's our example? Who should we be looking at? When we're running our race, we need to be looking to Jesus, amen? If you're looking down, you're going down. If you're looking off to the side, you're gonna fall off the side. You're looking to the side, you're gonna fall. You're looking back, you'll go back. But we need to look to Jesus. Look into Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross. Jesus endured the cross. Oh my God, despising the shame. I mean, It's incomprehensible, the suffering and the pain that the Master went through, our Savior went through when he died on the cross there, you know, and nailed, hands and feet nailed to the cross, beaten to a pulp, crown of thorns on his head, just all the suffering and all the pain that you can't even imagine. And with that all, even the sins of the world placed upon his sinless soul, yet he kept us focused for the joy that was set before him. What did he see ahead? He seen me, he seen you, he seen us. Hallelujah. He seen this abundant faith crowd, this faithful abundant faith crowd. He seen the world. He seen, hallelujah, millions, I would say even billions of souls coming into the kingdom. Hallelujah. Coming to the Lamb's banquet. Glory to God. He seen all of that. He seen that celebration. Praise God. Amen. Aren't you glad he did? Praise God. So when we're going through and the pain and it gets hot in the oven, it gets hot, we need to what? Keep our eyes on the joy. What is the joy set before us? That I'm gonna finish my course. What is the joy set before us? Hallelujah, I'm gonna be an example to the world. What is the joy set before us? Souls are gonna come into the kingdom through me. Hallelujah. People are gonna be blessed through me. Hallelujah. I gotta keep my, you know, it's, when you live a selfish life, all you care about is you. Oh, my hurts, oh, my pains. Oh, I don't wanna go through this. Oh, I don't wanna go through that. You know, but when we get our eyes off of ourselves, then we can be of use to the Lord. Then we can be of service to the Lord. Then we can be useful to the kingdom, amen? God is looking for somebody that'll put themselves behind. And if anybody did some suffering, Jesus did some suffering, looking unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith, despising the shame. You know, and there's times where we all kind of miss the boat, you know, and everything. But the devil wants to shame us and put us in the shame. We have to despise the shame. No, I'm not gonna go somewhere. Yeah, I messed up. Yeah, I missed it and everything else, but I'm not gonna go crawl under a rock. Hallelujah, I'm gonna get up. I'm gonna repent. I'm gonna dust myself off and I'm gonna continue to go on. Hallelujah, glory to God. So despise the shame. Don't let the devil beat you down with shame. Don't let him beat you down with guilt. Don't let him say, well, you remember you did this? You remember you used to do this, you used to do that, and he'll bring people your way to remind you of the bad life you used to live. So that I don't know that person is dead, amen. Paul said that man is dead. Saul died on the road of Damascus. Mitchell died, hallelujah. Praise God, we have to put that stuff behind us and we need to go on with the Lord. It says, for consider Jesus that endured such contradiction of sinners against himself, lest you be weary and faint in your minds. You have not yet resisted unto blood against striving against sin. You know, Jesus, he prayed so hard. The enemy put so much pressure on him to not go to that cross. Jesus prayed so hard in the Garden of Gethsemane that blood came through his pores, came out of his skin through his pores. And the pressure was so immensely great. Jesus said, Father, if it be your will, let this cup pass from me. But nevertheless, not my will, but your will be done. Hallelujah, say that with me. But nevertheless, not my will, but your will be done. Amen, that's what God is looking for, us to say that, praise God. And I'm gonna do a couple more, and we're gonna wrap it up here. Glory to God. Then another thing that he said, study to show yourself approved unto God. Verse 15, study to show yourself approved to God, a workman that need not be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. Praise God, we gotta study. We gotta know, the Bible says, well, you'll know the truth and the truth will what make you free. Amen, this is our instruction book on our journey, on our path and everything else. Our instruction book, that got our road maps in it, got everything we need, got our GPS in there, got everything we need is in this word, amen? Praise God, we need to follow that word. You gotta love the word of God to be able to succeed, amen? Glory to God. And the word will help you to think right. And when you think right, you talk right. When you talk right, you walk right. Hallelujah, when you walk right, Praise God, you get right. Praise God. Flip Wilson used to say, what you see is what you get. You know, and what we see in the Word is what we get. Praise God. Number six, and we're going to wrap it up here. It says, flee also, this is Timothy 2, 2 Timothy 2, 22. Flee also youthful lust, but follow righteousness, faith, charity, peace with them that call on the name of the Lord out of a pure heart. Praise God. We need to make sure that you fellowship, praise God, with people that love God. Be sure that you fellowship with the people that got the same purpose and design that you have. Glory to God, amen. You can't hang around sinners and everything else and fellowship with sinners and think that you're gonna finish your course or be strong in the Lord. In fact, you gotta stay away from some weak saints, because some of them ain't wanna, you know, they don't have that same motive that you have to wanna press on into the things of God. So we need to press on. We need to be with the right crowd. We need to have the right association. Glory to God, to be able to people that can encourage us and help us along the way. You know, iron sharpens iron. Praise God. So we need to be with some people that help build us up, keep us strong, amen. Encourage one another, be accountable to one another, amen. Praise God. So keep a company with the right people, those that love God out of a pure heart. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. So, okay, praise God. We're all right. Did you get something out of it today? Praise God, amen.